Welcome to Random Rambling and Rhetoric with TJ Mercer. That's my TT. And it's all powered by her Samsung Notes. Now, here's my TT.
I just loves me some porta potties, said no one ever. I don't know about you, but the ickiest thing on the planet is when I am forced to use a porta potty. I try to hold my bladder until the last possible minute. And what about nasty public restrooms? Ew, public restrooms plus kids. Parents, what do you do as soon as you take them to a public bathroom? You make them hold up their hands and forbid them to touch anything. Then you get in the stall, there's no toilet paper or seat cover, you handle your business, come out, and then there's no soap or paper towels. Lord have mercy, Jesus is just not a good situation all around. Fortunately, there's the restroom kit, a full bathroom solution the size of a lightweight deck of cards. A deck of cards, y'all. I keep one in my purse all the time just because it's complete with a full patented oversized toilet seat cover, enough toilet paper to cover the essentials, plus wet wipes for your tushy and your hands. The restroom kit is a don't leave home without it necessity for your road trips, you going camping, the beach, festivals, basically any restroom that ain't yours. Even that friend of yours who's cleaning is not their strong suit. You know what I mean? So pop on over and visit therestroomkit.com. That's therestroomkit.com. And when you use the code RAMBLINGS, RAMBLINGS, you will get 15% off your purchase. So stop going to the bathroom without the full protection you need. Go get the restroom kit at therestroomkit.com.
Okay, so wait a minute. All right, so this is TJ, and I am the chief noisemaker of the Media Mavericks Academy, as well as your creator of Random Ramblings and Rhetoric. And so this morning, well, first of all, if you're just now tuning in, I normally record these on my morning walk as I'm out just kind of thinking and processing and talking to God and all that good stuff, but this morning, I posted this story on my Facebook page. I have no idea why it came to mind or anything, but I was just laying there and I told this story and I had my Facebook friends rolling because I was rolling as I was remembering and recounting the story. So what happened was many, many years ago, before I even launched, you know, I went into coaching and creating Media Mavericks Academy before I left television. I was still a TV editor. And so this was also during a window of, you know, I had a regular job. My TV editor job paid nice money, so it held me down. So I wasn't charging people to climb up in my brain, have a seat, and just pick my brain. Now, that is my sole method of income, so I can't do that anymore. But during this time, for this story, there was a gentleman, his name is Lloyd, I won't say his last name. There was a gentleman who was a Facebook friend of mine. And you know, you engage with your Facebook friends. And Lloyd was always posting motivational videos. He was posting encouraging notes. He was posting about all the philanthropy, the business adventures, the exciting escapades he was doing. He was giving away backpacks, buying sneakers for kids for back to school. Like, he was always just putting it out there that he's living his best life. And so one day he slid in my inbox and wanted to ask me a question about a reality show concept he had. So one thing led to another. We took the conversation off of Facebook and we would communicate. And, you know, I was just giving him insight, you know, how reality TV works and all of that. No big deal. And then he switched it over to, you know, just texting me every morning, you know, good morning, beautiful. And If you are a woman listening to this, then you already know. We peeped that long way coming. You sending 50 million good morning beautiful texts out. And we can discern if it's genuine or if it's part of your game plan. So I was like, let me just nip this in the bud right now so he won't think that this is how this is going to go down. And so I basically told him, listen, I help people because I want to help them, not because of game. So if this is part of your charm that you're thinking you're going to get more help out of me, I'm not going to help you any more than I want to, regardless, especially since at that time, like I said, it had nothing to do with me earning a living. I was covered. So I was just helping out of the goodness of my heart, of who I am. So we had that come to Jesus, get right moment. And, you know, it stopped. So in the course of us just, you know, communicating every once in a while, he introduced me to this woman who he said was he was helping get her book, her story out there, because he had written inspirational books and, you know, so he was just making moves. We would see him doing photo shoots, supposedly, all of that. So he introduced me to this woman and I immediately took a liking to her because she was battling. I forget what the disease was, but she was not well. And yet, even in the midst of her still fighting her own battles, she was trying to figure out ways to help others. And so we hit it off and we took our conversation off of Facebook. And so one day I got a distraught, upsetting phone call from her because she had discovered that Lloyd was a complete con artist and he had taken her money under the guise that he was going to help her produce her book. And she was having this major speaking engagement where she was supposed to announce the book and be a book signing. And he just went ghost. And so she was very upset. And because she knew that she was introduced to me through him, she was kind of, you know, choosing her words carefully. And so finally she's like, you know what? I'm going to send you our communication. I'm going to send you the emails. I'm going to send you texts. Baby, when she sent me that email and those text messages, this dude was vicious. It was like night and day, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, all that inspiration and motivating he was doing, was none of that in these messages. He called her all kind of bees and hoes and dumbasses and old and just disrespectful, foul. That's the only way I can use to describe it. And I was quite disturbed by it. And so I gave her some behind the scenes kind of guidance of how to handle him. And we come to find out his whole social media life, his entire social media life was a lie, complete lie. Like they were from the same town. So she knew more about him after she investigated, and he had been arrested for fraud. And it wasn't the first, like it just got crazy. And I just became fascinated because I hadn't met that kind of level of deceit, you know, of a person that I know outside of my ex-husband. But I can't even go to say he was this level. Like this dude was extravagant in his deceit. Like layers is like, what was that movie, Catch Me If You Can, where I think it was Leonardo DiCaprio played the con artist. It was like that level. Like you have gone to great lengths to deceive people. So I didn't unfriend him because seeing him in a new light, I was fascinated. I ain't even gonna lie. I was fascinated. I was riveted by just the level that he played. And it was also, you know, I was almost kind of torn as well, you know, because at this point, really, I don't have any facts or anything like that. I just know this email exchange was different than his social media persona about women and being, you know, respectful and all of that. I know that. But as far as the business ventures, I had no proof. So I just kind of watched. And then one day it just came to a head. I couldn't not say something. So for those of you who are listening, you don't know, I spent about 8 years working in the feature film industry, where I was working on publicity campaigns and DVD bonus materials for major projects like Shrek, Chronicles of Narnia, The Incredibles, Princess Diaries, of Santa Claus. Like, I got big I got big credits on my resume that I'm very proud of. And it was projects that I loved. I love that aspect of my career. So one day I'm looking at Facebook, and here comes a post from Lloyd. And it had a picture of a film set outside, and it was a crew that was in a neighborhood, and the shot was wide enough that it looked like it could be just an amateur photographer taking the picture. And so Lloyd posted it and said, I just want to thank God for all the doors he's opening for me, the many opportunities he's given me. I'm on the set of my new movie that I'm doing. And I was like, first of all, we know that's a lie. I know that already, that's a lie. But I looked closer at the picture, and I couldn't easily place where I knew the director from. So I did what any other honest, normal person would do. I became a private investigator. And I did a Google image reverse lookup. And it took me a minute to pour through these images. But I eventually found this image. Baby, guess. Guess what this image was from? You are not gonna believe this. It was Michael Bay, the director of Transformers from 2 years ago. Or 2 years prior to this happening. And I was just like, you have got to be kidding me. This is insane. So then I found myself faced with a dilemma. Do I A, dime him out and tell, or B, just take a screenshot and show it to my real life friends so we can all have a good laugh at the insanity and the ridiculousness and the nerve of this dude. This dude, he found a Google picture and convinced his followers that it was the set of his new film. Finally, if you've not met my alter ego named Jeet, which is opposite of Tej, Jeet is petty. Jeet can be messy. Jeet says exactly what she's thinking. And Jeet sometimes gets in trouble because she does say exactly what she's thinking. So apparently Jeet existed for a long time. She just didn't have a name at this point. But my petty side won. So I commented on the post. I said something to the effect of, oh, wow, Lloyd, this is great. Somehow you've managed to get yourself a time machine and land on the set of Transformers from 2 years ago, but be sure to tell Michael Bay that TJ, the behind the scenes editor, says hello. Baby, I have never ever, when I tell you, I have never ever been blocked, an unfriended, comment deleted so fast. Like, I was thrown. And so it was really, this incident was really the first time I got to see up close and personal that there are are really legit people out there. Well, legit is actually an oxymoron about what I'm going to say, but there are really legit people out there who are so busy stunting and fronting and tricking people that they got it going on, that they are really using it to defraud and just get over. This social media profile don't look nothing like the life he lives, for real, for real. And it made me think about what one of my good friends always says, Dr. Robert J. Watkins. He always says, trust, but verify. But now get this, get this. After I posted this story on Facebook, one of my friends sent me a message to say, this sounds vaguely familiar. By any chance, are you talking about Lloyd? And then she says his last name. Baby, I almost dropped the phone because it was him. She knew him. They grew up in the same city. And I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, Kent, are you serious? She was like, yeah. And then she started telling me how long he been doing this. And apparently he's still doing it because he blocked me. I can't see his social media page, but apparently he's still doing it. Because she was telling me some of the other things, and that sometimes he calls her from Vegas and pretends he's in Vegas. And then there was one event they both were supposed to be at, but for some reason he couldn't meet up with her to say hi. Yeah. Whew, people, people, people. So listen, the moral of this story is make sure that you trust but verify any of your dealings. Make sure you get legitimate receipts. That's why anything that I teach in media, I always back up. Good morning. I always back it up as much as I can with video testimonials of real life people so that people can see that the results I create for my clients of booking them on ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox, it's for real. You're not just taking my word for it. I can show you my work on these major shows. You're not just taking my word for it. So please be careful because, yeah, frauds abound, y'all. Frauds abound. All right. If you enjoyed this story, please share, comment, like, all that good stuff. And I'll see you next time.
Well, that's it. Hopefully you enjoyed what my TT shared with you. And like she always says, let's go out and make God smile. And don't forget to hug somebody. It's T2 Mercer signing off now. See y'all later.